Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. This is a special poetry omnibus edition of Juno Afternoon today, and we've been joined by two more poets, Ellie Jo Wall and Sabine Auger. Welcome to Juno Afternoon. It's nice to have you here. Why don't we start with you, Sabine? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 9 years old. I started writing poetry when I was about five or six.
Okay. Very cool. And let's see, you said 9 years old. Did that make you about fourth grade right
yeah,
in there?
Yeah. Well, I'm at, yeah.
Okay. Ellie Jo, how about you? How old are you?
9'2".
Okay.
And I grew up kind of like listening to my mom telling poems about herself. I mean, like poems, like listening to poems in general.
Uh-huh.
And I've looked through one of her books, Live Aboard, once or twice, and I've just read those poems, and it's amazing just looking to it and imagining that you're in her world.
Okay. And when did you start writing poetry?
Last year, I think, unless I got interested in it when I was 7.
Okay. Sabine, would you like to share your poem with us?
Thunderstorm. Drip, drop, drip, drop, starting to rain. Drop streaking down the window pane. A dagger of light slashes the sky. Boom. Water rushes toward the gutter. Faster, faster, it seems to mutter. A white needle of light pricks the sky. Pow. Puddles dot the ground. You must take your time and go around. Light rips the very dark sky. Bam.
All right. Thank you for sharing that with us. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration for that piece. What made you want to write that?
Well, I was doing it for a class I was taking, and I had written quite a bit of poetry, and I like writing it about nature.
Okay.
So,
nature poet, I see. All right. And do you remember how you heard about Poetry Omnibus in this contest?
Well, my mom told me. And as I said, I was writing a lot of poetry for that class I was taking.
Okay. Well, thanks again for sharing. Ellie Jo, would you like to share your piece with us?
My world. I am from well-worn boots splashing in the Pacific Ocean. I am from hiking mountains, watching waterfalls, and licking ice caves. I am from great strength, courage, and true friends. I am from my family and all the wilderness around me. I am from Juneau, Alaska.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. A lot of people are going to see your work, you two, this summer. Well, right now, people. Well, when do they go up, CN?
They're going to go on the buses in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Once CBJ can swap out last year's and put the new ones on.
So, Ellie Jo, this is your second year participating,
yes,
is that right?
Yes, I started when I was 8.
So you're now a published poet. If you weren't already, I don't know. But a lot of people are going to see your work. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel happy because when you're rushing around, if you think about it, if you put yourself in another person's shoes, like, oh, I got to do this. I got to rush to do this. And they jump on the bus and they don't even realize that and they don't even realize the beautiful nature around them. And I'm just hoping that once they just stop a minute and just glance at my poem, then maybe they'll just take a breath outside when they get off in the bus and think, yeah, I live in a pretty cool place.
All right. Great answer. Sabine, how about you? What do you hope somebody who reads your poem will think about?
Well, we get quite a bit of rain here, and I want them to feel like it's not always dark and gray. It has some pretty feels to it as well.
Okay. Great. Thanks for sharing, you two. What does it mean for you, CN, to have young participants like this?
Oh, it's so wonderful to see a whole new generation of poets emerging. And just to read a poem from someone in fourth grade as beautiful as both of these poems makes other people realize, oh, wow, we're in a really special place. And we do have a lot of tourists that visit, and they ride the bus. and a lot of the locals. You just stop and read these great words, and it's like, yeah, I get it.
All right. Well, we have some more poets to get to. Ellie Jo Wall and Sabine Auger have been in here sharing their pieces. Ellie Jo or Sabine, do you have any last thoughts you want to leave with our listeners? Anyone you want to say hi to, anything like that?
Hi, Mom. I don't think so.
All right. Thanks, you two, very much. Congratulations.
Yay.
I'm Sean Ryder. Ryder.